Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and this is your host, Elder Lydia Togba. I thank you so much for being with me for this episode of A Year in the Word. We give glory, honor, and praise, amen, to the Lord. On tonight, He has been gracious, He has been wondrous. He is a healer, and He is a present help. We just thank Him for everything that He's doing in the midst of us. We thank Him, amen, because we continue to go from glory to glory because of His Spirit, not because of anything that we have done. And we praise God for our talents and abilities, but we wouldn't have not one of them if it were not for Him. So we give all the glory and all of the praise to the Lord because He is our Creator. He is in control of all things. Amen. And He knows the path that we are to take. And we give Him glory. Amen. We give Him praise. And we honor Him on today. Today, we are in the midst of our Friday-Saturday episode of A Year in the Word. And we're coming from Job chapters 33 and 34 and Jeremiah chapters 22 through 26. So this is one of our longer episodes, which generally Friday nights are. So I thank you for being with me, even if you're listening via archive or if you're listening live. I just give glory to God for each and every one of you. And I want you to know I do continue to pray for all of my listeners. I don't have to know who you are or where you are because the Spirit of the Lord will meet you wherever you are because He knows you. The hairs on your head, they are numbered, and He knows you by name. So I don't have to know your name. I don't have to know how many hairs you have on your head. Living God, the Almighty God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has already pinpointed where you are because He is the one who set you in that place. So He knows already. So I give God glory for all of you. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we humble ourselves in your mighty presence, oh God. We humble ourselves before you, Lord, giving you glory, giving you praise, and giving you honor because you are God and you are God alone. Only you are almighty, all-powerful. Only you are omniscient. Only you are omnipresent. Lord God, we glorify your name. We thank you, Jesus, for your mercy, your love, and your kindness. We thank you, Lord God, because we recognize that you are almighty and you are our strength. Oh, Lord, without you, we'd have no strength at all. Without you, we'd have no creativity at all. You are our creator, Lord God, our strong creator. You are, and we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for every nuance, Lord God, for these bodies, Lord God, that self-correct, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for these minds, Lord God, that will, that has the ability to change. Lord, we thank you, Lord, because you built us, hallelujah, to glorify your name. Each and every one of us were created to give glory to our maker, to give glory to the God of the universe. Lord, we thank you, Lord. There is no other God but you and no other name whereby we must be saved except the name of Jesus. And nobody can come to the Father but by him. Oh, God, we give you glory for that knowledge. Some people don't know that today. Some people don't believe that today. But I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you were gracious, Lord God. And you came in the midst of us, Lord God, and you opened up your word before us so that we have an understanding on today, not just knowledge, but understanding. Oh, God, we thank you for understanding on today. Oh, Lord God, continue to move in us and on us, even right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. There's still things, Lord, that we don't know. Lord, still things that we're not wise about and that we don't understand. So we humble ourselves before you, oh God, that you might help us, Lord, lead us and guide us, direct our path, Lord God. Shine a light, God, and on us, on the path that we might step, Lord God, because our foot is out and it's ready to step down into the path, Lord God, but we need you to tell us which way we ought to go.
Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, have mercy on us even now and direct our path, Lord God. Show us wisdom, Lord. Give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of your word as we go forth through this year in the word, Lord God. Not just reading the word, but reading to understand, reading to gain knowledge, reading, Lord God, to go forth with obedience, Lord. We want to be doers of the word of God, not just readers and hearers, but doers. Oh, Lord God, bless us on today to be doers. Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive us, Lord God, if we've done anything to get in the way of our obedience, Lord, and help us, Lord God, push us back into that path. Even right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, forgive us every sin of omission and commission. Lord, wash us this morning, Lord, even so that no hindrance come between us and you in this prayer. Cleanse us, oh God. Oh, Lord God, heal every mind and every heart of today. Lord God, rebuke the spirit of infirmity even right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you would deliver us out of them all. Lord, touch your people on today. Deliver them from every affliction and every condition and everything that has gotten in the way of their purpose. Lord, we know the enemy is hard after us. Lord God, to remove us from our death. In place to remove us from places of greatness. Oh Lord, you are a pursuer. You pursue us hard and fast, and harder and faster than the enemy. And you overtake the enemy in our lives. And that is why we know that you are Lord. Oh God, we just give you glory and we give you praise. Bless, Lord God, us as we go forth in your word today. Open our hearts and our minds to understand as we read in the books of Job and Jeremiah. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, help us to understand this history, and Lord, and even its place in our lives and how we ought to conduct ourselves from this day forward because of these words of history. Father, in the name of Jesus, there are examples before us so that we do not. Oh, Lord, examples before us so that we know. Examples before us. Hallelujah, so that we know the heart of God and the heart of man, and so that we do not err in the same ways, but see these examples so that we bow and humble ourselves before you and allow you to lead us. Lead us today, Lord Jesus. Lead us, Lord. Lead us and guide us, Lord God, in the way that you would have us to go. I know, Lord, we have so many plans. But, Lord, if those plans don't align itself with the path that you have set, remove our plans, Lord, and set us on the correct path, because your path has our blessing, and all of us want to be blessed. Lord, we just thank you, thank you, thank you today as we go forth in your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, 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 amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're reading from Job chapters 33 and 34 and Jeremiah chapters 22 through 26. Amen. Those are our readings today, and we're coming from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. And we shall proceed into the Word even now. But please, Job, hear my speech and listen to all my words. Now I open my mouth. My tongue speaks in my mouth. My words come from my upright heart. My lips utter pure knowledge. The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. If you can answer me, set your words in order before me. Take your stand. Truly, I am as your spokesman before God. I also have been formed out of clay. Surely, no fear of me will terrify you, nor will my hand be heavy on you. Surely you have spoken in my hearing, and I have heard the sound of your words, saying, I am pure without transgression. I am innocent, and there is no iniquity in me. Yet he finds occasion against me. He counts me as his enemy. He puts my feet in the stocks. He watches all my paths. Look, in this you are not righteous. I will answer you, for God is greater than man. Why do you contend with him? For he does not give an accounting of any of his words. For God may speak in one way or in another, yet man does not perceive. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, while slumbering on their beds, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction. In order to turn man from his deed and conceal pride from man, he keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. Man is also chastened with pain on his bed and with strong pain in many of his bones, so that his life abhors bread and his soul succulent food. His flesh wastes away from sight and his bones stick out, which were once not seen. Yes, his soul draws near the pit and his life to the executioners. If there is a message from him, a mediator, one among a thousand, to show man his uprightness, then he is gracious to him and says, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. His flesh shall be a young like a child. He shall return to the days of his youth. He shall pray to God, and he will delight in him. He shall see his face with joy. For he restores to man his righteousness. Then he looks at men and says, I have sinned and perverted what was right, and it did not profit me. He will redeem his soul from going down to the pit, and his life from and his life shall see the light. Behold, God works all these things twice. In fact, three times with a man to bring his soul back from the pit, that he may be delighted with the light of life. Give ear, Job. If you have anything to say, answer me. Speak, for I desire to justify you. If not, listen to me. Hold your peace, and I will teach you wisdom. Elihu further answered and said, hear my words, you wise men. Give ear to me, you who have knowledge. For the ear tastes words, as the palate tastes food. Let us choose justice for ourselves. Let us know among ourselves what is good. For Job has said, I am righteous, but God has taken away my justice. Should I lie concerning my right? My wound is incurable, though I am without transgression. What man is like Job, who goes in company with the workers of iniquity and walks with wicked men? For he has said, it profits a man nothing that he should delight in God. Therefore, listen to me, you men of understanding. Far be it from God to do wickedness, and from the Almighty to commit iniquity. For he repays man according to his work, and makes man to find a reward according to his way. Surely God will never do wickedly, nor will the Almighty pervert justice. Who gave him charge over the earth, or who appointed him over the whole world? If he should set his heart on it, if he should gather to himself his spirit and his breath, all flesh would perish together, and man would return to the dust. If you have understanding, hear this. Listen to the sound of my words. Should one who hates justice govern? Will you condemn him who is most just? Is it fitting to say to a king, you are worthless, and to nobles, you are wicked? Yet he is not partial to princes, nor does he regard the rich more than the poor, for they are all the work of his hands. In a moment they die in the middle of the night, and people are shaken and pass away. The mighty are taken away without a hand. For his eyes are on the ways of man, and he sees all his steps. There is no darkness nor shadow of death where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves. For he need not further consider a man that he should go before God in judgment. He breaks in pieces mighty men without inquiry and sets others in their place. Therefore he knows their works. He overthrows them in the night, and they are crushed. He strikes them as wicked men in the open sight of others, because they turned back from him and would not consider any of his ways, so that they cause the cry of the poor to come to him, for he hears the cry of the afflicted. When he gives quietness, who then can make trouble? And when he hides his face, who then can see him? Whether it is against a nation or a man alone, that the hypocrite not reign, lest the people be ensnared. For has anyone said to God, I have borne chastening, I will offend no more, teach me what I do not see, If I have done iniquity, I will do no more. Should he repay it according to your terms? Just because you disavow it, you must choose, and not I. Therefore, speak what you know. Men of understanding, say to me, wise men who listen to me, Job speaks without knowledge. His words are without wisdom. Oh, that Job were tried to the utmost, because his answers are like those of wicked men, for he adds rebellion to his sin. He claps his hands among us and multiplies his words against God. I have read and you have heard from Job 33 through 34. Now we're proceeding into Jeremiah chapters 22 through 26. Amen. Thus says the Lord, go down to the house of the king of Judah, and there speak this word, and say, hear the word of the Lord, O king of Judah, you who sit on the throne of David, you and your servants and your people who entered these gates. Thus says the Lord, execute judgment and righteousness, and deliver the plundered out of the hand of the oppressor. Do no wrong and do no violence to the stranger, the fatherless, or the widow, nor shed innocent blood in this place. For if you indeed do this thing, then shall enter the gates of this house, riding on horses and in chariots, accompanied by servants and people, kings who sit on the throne of David. But if you will not hear these words, I will swear by myself, says the Lord, that this house shall become a desolation. For thus says the Lord to the house of the king of Judah, you are Gilead to me, the head of Lebanon, yet I surely will make you a wilderness, cities which are not inhabited. I will prepare destroyers against you, everyone with his weapons. They shall cut down your choice cedars and cast them into the fire. And many nations will pass by the city, and everyone will say to his neighbor, why has the Lord done this to this great city? Then they will answer, because they have forsaken the covenant of the Lord their God and worshipped other gods and served them dead, nor bemoan them. Weep bitterly for them. Weep bitterly for him who goes away, for he shall return no more, nor see his native country. For thus says the Lord concerning Shalom, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, who reigned instead of Josiah his father, who went from this place. He shall not return here anymore, but he shall die in the place where they have led him captive, and shall see this land no more. Woe to him who built his house by unrighteousness and his chambers by injustice, who uses his neighbor's service without wages and gives him nothing for his work. Who says, I will build myself a wide house with spacious chambers and cut out windows for it, paneling it with cedar and painting it with vermilion. Shall you reign because you enclose yourself in cedar? Did not your father eat and drink and do justice and righteousness? Then it was well with him. He judged the cause of the poor and the needy. Then it was well. Was not this knowing me, says the Lord? Yet your eyes and your heart are for nothing but your covetousness, for shedding innocent blood, and practicing oppression and violence. Concerning Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, they shall not lament for him, saying, alas, my brother, or alas, my sister. They shall not lament for him, saying, alas, master, or alas, his glory. He shall be buried with the burial of a donkey, dragged and cast out beyond the gates of Jerusalem. Go up to Lebanon and cry out, and lift up your voice in Bashan. Cry from Abarim, for all your lovers are destroyed. I spoke to you in your prosperity, but you said, I will not hear. This has been your manner from your youth, that you did not obey my voice. The wind shall eat up all your rulers, and your lovers shall go into captivity. Surely then you will be ashamed and humiliated for all your wickedness. O inhabitant of Lebanon, making your nest in the cedars, how gracious will you be when pangs come upon you, like the pain of a woman in labor. As I live, says the Lord, though Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, wear the signet on my right hand, yet I will put you off, and I will give you into the hand of those who seek your life, and into the hand of those who fear you, who faith you fear. The hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and the hand of the Chaldeans. So I will cast you out and your mother who bore you into another country where you were not born, and there you shall die. But to the land to which they desire to return, there they shall not return. Is this man, Coniah, as a despised broken idol, a vessel in which is no pleasure? Why are they cast out, he and his descendants, and cast into a land which they do not know? O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, write this man down as childless, a man who shall not prosper in his days, for none of his descendants shall prosper, sitting on the throne of David and ruling any more in Judah. To the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of Israel, against the shepherds who feed my people, you have scattered my flock, driven them away, and not attended them. Behold, I will attend to you for the evil of your doing, says the Lord. But I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries where I have driven them, and bring them back to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. I will set up shepherds over them who will feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, nor shall they be lacking, says the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will raise to David a branch of righteousness. A king shall reign and prosper, and execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell safely. Now this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that they shall no longer say, as the Lord lives, who brought up the children of Israel from the land of Egypt, but as the Lord lives, who brought up and led the descendants of the house of Israel from the north country and from all the countries where they had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. My heart is broken. My heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. I am like a drunken man and like a man whom wine has overcome because of the Lord and because of his holy words. For the land is full of adulterers, for because of a curse, the land mourns. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up. Their course of life is evil, and their might is not right. For both prophet and priest are profane. Yes, in my house I found their wickedness, says the Lord. Therefore their way shall be to them like slippery ways. In the darkness they shall be driven on and fall in them. For I will bring disaster on them, the year of their punishment, says the Lord. And I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied by Baal and caused my people Israel to err. Also I have seen a horrible thing in the prophets of Jerusalem. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They also strengthen the hands of evildoers so that no one turns back from his wickedness. All of them are like Sodom to me, and their inhabitants like Gomorrah. The Lord of hosts concerning the prophets. Behold, I will feed them with wormwood and make them drink the water of gall. For from the prophets of Jerusalem, profaneness has gone out into all the land. Thus says the Lord of hosts. Do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you. They make you worthless. They speak a vision of their own heart, not from the mouth of the Lord. They continually say to those who despise me, the Lord has said, you shall have peace. And to everyone who walks according to the dictates of his own heart, they say, no evil shall come upon you. For who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and has perceived and heard his word? Who has marked his word and heard it? Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord has gone forth in fury, a violent whirlwind. it will fall violently on the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and performed the thought of his heart. In the latter days, you will understand it perfectly. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they would have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Am I a God near at hand, says, and not a God afar off? Can anyone hide themselves in secret places so I shall not see them, says the Lord? Do I not feel heaven and earth, says God, says the Lord? I have heard what the prophets have said who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long will this be in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies? Indeed, they are prophets of deceit of their own heart, who try to make my people forget my name by their dreams, which everyone tells his neighbors as their fathers forget my name for Baal. The prophet who has a dream, let him tell a dream. And he who has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, says the Lord? Is not my word like a fire, a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, says the Lord, who steal my words, every one from his neighbor. Behold, I am against the prophets, says the Lord, who use their tongues and say, he says, behold, I am against those who prophesy false dreams, says the Lord, and them, and tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies and by their recklessness. Yet I did not send them or command them. Therefore, they shall not profit this people at all, says the Lord. So when these people, or the prophet or the priest ask you, saying, what is the oracle of the Lord? You shall say to them, what oracle? I will even forsake you, says the Lord, and ask for the prophet and the fool, say, the oracle of the Lord. I will even punish that man and his house. Thus every one of you shall say to his neighbor and every one to his brother, what has the Lord answered? And what has the Lord spoken? And the oracle of the Lord you shall mention no more. For every man's word will be his oracle, for you have perverted the words of the living God, the Lord of hosts, our God. Thus you shall say to the prophet, what has the Lord answered you? And what has the Lord spoken? But since you say, the oracle of the Lord, therefore, thus says the Lord, because you say this word, the oracle of the Lord, and I have sent you, saying, do not say the oracle of the Lord. Therefore, behold, I, even I, will utterly forget you and forsake you and the city that I gave you and your fathers, and will cast you out of my presence. And I will bring an everlasting reproach upon you, a perpetual shame which shall not be forgotten. The Lord showed me, and there were two baskets of figs set before the temple of the Lord after Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had carried away captive Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and the princes of Judah with the craftsmen and smiths from Jerusalem, and had brought them to Babylon. One basket had very good figs, like the figs that are first ripe, and the other basket had very bad figs, which could not be eaten. They were so bad. Then the Lord said to me, what do you see, Jeremiah? And I said, figs, the good figs, very good, and the bad, very bad, which cannot be eaten. They are so bad. Again, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, like these good figs, so will I acknowledge those who are carried away captive from Judah, whom I have sent out of this place for their own good into the land of the Chaldeans. For I will set my eyes on them for good, and I will bring them back to this place. I will build them and not pull them down, and I will plant them and not pluck them up. Then I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. For they shall return to me with their whole heart. And as the bad figs which cannot be eaten, so bad, surely, says the Lord, surely, thus says the Lord, so will I give Zedekiah, the king of Judah, his princes, the residue of Jerusalem, who remain in this land, and those who dwell in the land of Egypt. I will deliver them to trouble into all the kingdoms of the earth for their harm, to be a reproach and a byword, a taunt and a curse, in all places where I shall drive them. And I will send the sword, the famine, and the pestilence among them till they are consumed from the land that I gave them and their fathers. Oh, my Lord. Glory to God. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Judah in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the king of Josiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, which was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, which Jeremiah the prophet spoke to all the people of Judah and to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, from the 13th year of Josiah, son of Ammon, king of Judah, even to this day, this is the 23rd year in which the word of the Lord has come to you, and I have spoken to you, rising early and speaking, but you have not listened. And the Lord has sent to you all his servants, the prophets, rising early and sending them, but you have not listened, nor inclined your ear to hear. They said, repent now every one of his evil way and his evil doings, and dwell in the land that the Lord has given to you and your fathers forever and ever. Do not go after other gods to serve them and worship them, and do not provoke me to anger with the works of your hands, and I will not harm you. Yet you have not listened to me, says the Lord, that you might provoke me to anger with the works of your hands to your own hurt. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, because you have not heard my words, behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, says the Lord, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring them against this land, against its inhabitants, and against these nations all around, and will utterly destroy them and make them an astonishment, a hissing, and a perpetual desolation. Moreover, I will take them, I will take from them the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the sound of the millstones and the light of the lamp. And this whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment. And these nations shall serve the king of Babylon. These nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. Then it will come to pass when 70 years are completed that I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation and the land of the Chaldeans for their iniquity, says the Lord. And I will make it a perpetual desolation. So I will bring on that land all my words which I have pronounced against it, all that is written in this book, which Jeremiah has prophesied concerning all the nations. For many nations and great kings shall be served by them also, and I will repay them according to their deeds and according to the works of their own hands. For thus says the Lord God of Israel to me, take this wine cup of fury from my hand and cause all the nations to whom I send you to drink it. And they will drink and stagger and go mad because of the sword that I will send among them. Then I took the cup from the Lord's hand and made all the nations drink to whom the Lord had sent me, Jerusalem and the cities of Judah, its kings and its princes, to make them a desolation, an astonishment, a hissing, a curse, as it is to this day. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, his servants, his princes, and all his peoples, all the mixed multitude, all the kings of the land of Uz, all the kings of the land of the Philistines, namely Ascalon, Gaza, Ekron, and the remnant of Ashdod, Edom, Moab, and the people of Ammon, all the kings of Tyre, all the kings of Sidon, and all the kings of the coastland which are across the sea, Dedan, Tema, all who are in the farthest corners, and all the kings of Arabia, and all the kings of the mixed multitude who dwell in the desert, all the kings of Zimri, all the kings of Elam, and all the kings of the Medes, all the kings of the north, far and near, one with another, and all the kingdoms of the world which are on the face of the earth, also the kings of Shishash shall drink after them. Therefore you shall say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, drink, be drunk, and vomit. Fall and rise no more, because of the sword which I send among you. And it shall be, if they refuse to take the cup from your hand to drink, then you shall say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, you shall surely drink. For behold, I begin to bring a calamity on the city which is called by my name, and should you be utterly unpunished, you shall not be unpunished, for I will call for a sword on all the inhabitants of the earth, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore prophesy against them all these words, and say to them, the Lord will rise from on high and utter his voice from his holy habitation. He will roar mightily against his foes. He will give a shout as those who tread the grapes against all the inhabitants of the earth. A noise will come to the ends of the earth, for the Lord has a controversy with the nations. He will plead his who are wicked to the sword, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, disaster shall go forth from nation to nation, and a great whirlwind shall be raised up from the farthest parts of the earth. And at that day, the slain of the Lord shall be from one end of the earth even to the other end of the earth. They shall not be lamented or gathered or buried. They shall become refuse on the ground. Wail, shepherds, and cry. Roll about in the ashes, you leaders of the flocks. For the days of your slaughter and your dispersions are fulfilled. You shall fall like a precious vessel, and the shepherds will have no way to flee, nor the leaders of the flock escape. A voice of the cry of the shepherds and a wailing of the leaders to the flocks will be heard. For the Lord has plundered their pasture, and the peaceful dwellings are cut down because of the fierce anger of the Lord. He has left his lair like a lion, for their land is desolate because of the fierceness of the oppressor and because of his fierce anger. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, the king of Judah, this word came from the Lord, saying, thus says the Lord, stand in the court of the Lord's house and speak to all the cities of Judah, which come to worship in the Lord's house, all the words that I come to speak to them. Do not diminish a word. Perhaps everyone will listen and turn from his evil way, that I may relent concerning the calamity which I purpose to bring on them because of the evil of their doings. And you shall say to them, thus says the Lord, if you will not listen to me, to walk in my law which I have set before you, to heed my words of my servants the prophets whom I sent to you, both rising early and sending, but you have not heeded, then I will make this house like Shiloh, and will make this city a curse to all nations of the earth. So the priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of the Lord. Now it happened, when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking all the Lord had commanded him to speak to all the people, the priests and the prophets and all the people seized him, saying, you will surely die. Why have you prophesied in the name of the Lord, saying, this house shall be Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate without an inhabitant? And all the people were gathered against Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. When the princes of Judah heard these things, they came up from the king's house of the Lord and sat down in the entry of the new gate of the Lord's house. And the priests and the prophets spoke to the princes and all the people, saying, this man deserves to die, for he has prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your ears. Then Jeremiah spoke to all the princes and all the people, saying, the Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and against this country with all the words that you have heard. Now, therefore, amend your ways and your doings and obey the voice of the Lord your God. Then the Lord will relent. Then the Lord will relent concerning the doom that he has pronounced against you. As for me, here I am in your hand. Do with me as seems good and proper to you. But know for certain that if you put me to death, you will surely bring innocent blood on yourselves, on this city, and on its inhabitants. For surely, truly, the Lord has sent me to you to speak all these words in your hearing. So the princes and all the people said to the priests and the prophets, this man does not deserve to die, for he has spoken to us in the name of the Lord our God. Then certain of the elders of the land rose up and spoke to all the assembly of the people, saying, Micah of Moresheth prophesied in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and spoke to all the people of Judah, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, Zion shall be plowed like a field, Jerusalem shall become heaps of ruins, and the mountains of the temple like the bare hills of the forest. King of Judah, and all Judah ever put him to death. Did he not fear the Lord and seek the Lord's favor? And the Lord relented concerning the doom which he had pronounced against them. But we are doing great evil against ourselves. Now there was also a man who prophesied in the name of the Lord, Urijah, the son of Shemaiah, and of Kirjath-Jearim, who prophesied against this city and against this land according to all the words of Jeremiah. And when Jehoiakim, the king, with all his mighty men and all the princes heard his words, the king sought to put him to death. But when Urijah heard it, he was afraid and fled and went to Jerusalem. Then Jehoiakim, the king, sent men to Egypt, Elnathan, the son of Achbor, and other men who went with him to Egypt, and they brought Urijah from Egypt and brought him to Jehoiakim the king, who killed him with the sword and cast his dead body into the graves of common people. Nevertheless, the hand of Jehoiakim, the son of Japhon, was with Jeremiah, so that they should not give him into the hand of the people to put him to death. I have read from Job chapters 33 and 34 and Jeremiah chapters 22 through 26 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts, in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you as you go forward in his will and in his way. I want you to remember today that there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We cannot choose our own way. We cannot choose our own standards, because we will end up being as Israel was, going into some form of captivity that we did not expect. We will end up destroyed in ways that we had not anticipated, because we thought that our way was right. We thought that our neighbor's way was right. We thought the way that we see other people doing is right. The only standard that is right, that is true, and that will bear blessing blessing upon blessing is the word of God, his standard, and his standard alone brings life. All other ways bring death. We cannot go in our own way. Jeremiah was warning Israel. He was warning the people of God that there was a destruction impending upon them because of the evil of their doings, because they would not turn, even though the Lord had warned them time after time. He had sent prophet after prophet. They killed the prophets that brought the word that the Lord was going to destroy them because they didn't like the message. But all they had to do was turn. Amen. This is a place of turning, a time of turning. When we hear these messages of warning coming forth from the Lord, this is a time of repentance. Repentance is a turning away from our evil doings. Amen. And asking God for forgiveness for those things and allowing him to cleanse our hearts and lead us and guide us so that we don't return back to our vomit. And that's exactly what it is. It's refuse from the enemy. It's vomit. He wants us to lap up our vomit like a dog. But the Lord is offering us the bounty of his table, good food that's good for our digestion, good food that brings forth life, good food that brings forth prosperity. That's what his word is. That's what obedience of his word brings. It brings him glory, and it brings our lives glory. We actually become recipients of the glory of God when we obey him. He is the one that's glorious. He allows us to partake in that glory because we obey. Amen. Stay with me as we read the word of God and we gain understanding of who he is and who we are. Amen. But today, like every day that the Lord allows you to awaken, is the day of salvation. And the only name whereby we must be saved under heaven, the only name is Jesus. That's the only name. Amen. We've read throughout the word of God how Israel had went to other nations and they wanted to be like them. So they began to serve the gods of other nations. Those gods were actually made by the people of their hands, out of their metals or out of their wood. Those gods had no voice. They had no eyes. They had no hearing. But they were the children of the living God, the one who spoke into their lives, who blessed their existence, who gave them what they had need of, who heard their cry and answered them. And yet they chose the other gods. My God. Let's not do that today. We have an opportunity to serve the God of the universe, the author of our salvation, our deliverer, but the destroyer, the one who formed those gods with other hands. He wants us to be lapdogs in his presence. And he's laughing when we lap a vomit, when a bounty is set before us. Why would you drink vomit when God has set before you a bounty? Amen. That's what this is. The Lord is offering us salvation. His name is Jesus. Call upon the name of the Lord on today, and he will save you. He promised he would. Salvation is to you and to your children and to all who are far off. Amen. I love the word of the Lord in the book of Acts. When after Jesus had taught his disciples, he taught them, amen, to go forth into the land and even make more disciples, creatures that would continue to be born and continue to go forth, amen, and preach this word of God and bring forth this good news because salvation has come. Just like when Jeremiah was preaching in the midst and prophesying in the midst of Israel, that was salvation coming in the midst of them to save them from doom, and they wouldn't hear it. Amen. And every time a preacher rises up to give you the word of the God, this is salvation coming into your midst. This is Jesus, amen, coming forth to save you from doom and to give you life, and that more abundantly. Amen. He wants to change your circumstance right where you are. Amen. But the disciples, amen, they waited in the upper room as Jesus had instructed them when he returned. Amen. And he told them to wait to be endued with power from on high. He told them that they would be witnesses in all of Jerusalem and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. He let them know that this gospel would be taken throughout the earth, that every voice, every individual must know that Jesus saves and that he is the only way of salvation. Those other gods have no power and they cannot save you. Amen. That was the word that they were given, but the Lord wanted them to have his spirit in them. He was going with them as they went forward. Amen. He's offering you that same thing on the day of Pentecost. Amen. 120 of them gathered together in obedience to Jesus. Amen. To receive his spirit into themselves. And on that day, amen, the beginning of the church of God, hallelujah, the called of the Lord, the ecclesia, the called out ones, spoke in tongues as the Spirit of the Lord gave them utterance. Amen. And all who heard it that were at the Feast of Pentecost began to inquire, what is this we hear? Are they drunk? Amen. It's way too early for them to be drinking. It's not time to drink yet. What's going on with these Galileans? Amen. And they began to hear, each one of them, their native tongues from the nations that they had traveled from. They were both those nations of their birth, languages that the Galileans did not know, nor could they have known, because they were poor farmers and were not educated. But God chose them, amen, to be the first recipients of his presence. Amen. To have his indwelling spirit. Amen. And he is offering that to all of us. This is the day of salvation. Peter rose up in the midst of them. Amen. And he began to preach Jesus to them. He began to preach to them that he is the Messiah. He's the one that was promised from the very beginning. He is the one that was spoken in the book of Joel. This is what you see. This is that was spoken in the book of Joel, that the Lord would pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. This is that. This is that outpouring of the Spirit of God. And he's still pouring out his spirit just like he did on the day of Pentecost. And that is what I am proclaiming in your ears today. Amen. Say yes to the Lord. Amen. After Peter got finished preaching Jesus to them, amen, they asked, men and brethren, what shall we do to be saved? What shall we do? Selves in the presence of God Almighty, they humbled themselves and asked those that the Lord had given the answer and the key, what shall we do to be saved? And Peter spoke, repent, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, for the remission, repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of your sins, be baptized in the name of Jesus, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Look at it. It's Acts 2:38. I'm not quoting it correctly, but that is what the word is saying. Hallelujah. Repent. Every one of you, repent. Turn from your sin. Turn away from it. And let it become an abhorrence to you, a curse to you. The evil that you had done, it is a curse. View it as a curse. It has brought you no good, and it is promising you death. Repent, turn from it, and ask God for forgiveness. And he will, amen, he will fill you with his presence. Just out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. And it shall flow forth, bringing life into your soul. And his spirit will lead you and guide you and save you. Amen. And on that day, thousands were added to the church because they heard the word of the Lord and they believed Peter when he spoke. They heard the warning and they didn't do as Israel did in the book of Jeremiah. They didn't seek to kill him because he brought them shame. They didn't seek to kill him because life. They wanted life. Oh, let me pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come humbly before you. Oh, Lord God, and I lift up every soul before you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, I'm asking that you change the atmosphere in every place, even right now. Dispatch a legion of angels, Lord God, into the atmosphere everywhere these listeners are, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and bring forth salvation with your mighty hand in every place, Lord God. Send forth your angels, Lord God, to minister and to make war with every evil, Lord God, every enemy, Lord God, that has gone forth, Lord God, to keep them from this time of destiny and this time of salvation. Father, in the name of Jesus, move in their hearts and in their minds. Change every synapse of their brain, even right now, Lord God, and let the landscape of their minds be altered so that they hear the word of the Lord and say yes to Jesus, who is knocking on their heart even right now. Let him in. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, move right now every obstacle and just destroy every yoke, Lord God. Remove everything from them, Lord God, that has gotten in their way thus far, and allow them, Lord God, Lord, to have tunnel vision and to be only able to see you and you alone in this hour. Speak, oh God, manifest your presence in the midst of them, Lord God, and overshadow them with your spirit, even as you did on the day of Pentecost. Let it be so in the atmosphere of every listener right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Pour out your spirit among them, Lord. I know, Lord, you're just waiting for them to say yes. Oh, Lord, put a yes on their lips, a yes in their heart, a yes in every cell in their body right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let this be a time of turning, Lord God, a time of breakthrough and breakout, a time, Lord God, when the chains are falling right now in the name of Jesus. Time when those that were bondage are now being set free by the Spirit of God Almighty. I speak life right now in Jesus' name and peace in the name of Jesus into the atmosphere. Oh, God, let your spirit reign and lead and guide each and every one, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that they may come to know you better and better as they fall on their knees, Lord God, and you begin to show them the ways of salvation. Let it be so in each and every one of the lives, Lord God. Let this be a life-changing moment in your people, even right now. Oh, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray and I thank you, Lord God, for salvation. We thank you, Lord, for salvation. We thank you, Lord, for your presence. We thank you, Lord, for your spirit. We thank you, Lord, for remembering each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord, that we have not been forgotten, that this is the day of salvation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We give him glory. We give him praise and we honor him even right now. Thank you, Jesus. I hope you will continue with me in this journey through a year in the word. Amen.